Canberra. Australia and Japan have signed a landmark defense industry agreement for the construction of 11 advanced stealth frigates, marking the largest ever military contract between the two nations and Japan's most significant arms export since World War II. Australian Defence Minister Richard Marlis announced the agreement on Tuesday, confirming that the Royal Australian Navy will be equipped with 11 Mogami-class frigates designed by Japan's Mitsubishi Heavy Industries. The Australian Broadcasting Corporation, ABC, reported the value of the contract at approximately $10 billion Australian dollars, $6.5 billion United States dollars. This is clearly the biggest defense industry agreement that has ever been struck between Japan and Australia. It is a next-generation vessel, stealthy, long-range, and built for impact. This is a significant moment not only for our naval capability but for the strategic relationship between our two countries, Marlis said. The new frigates are set to replace Australia's aging Anzac-class vessels and will provide a significant boost in operational capabilities. The Mogami-class ships feature cutting-edge stealth technology, long-range missile systems, and an operational range of up to 10,000 nautical miles, 18,520 kilometers. A considerable upgrade from the 6,000 nautical mile range of current Anzac-class ships. Importantly, the new vessels also require smaller crews, enhancing efficiency while increasing combat effectiveness. This will take our general-purpose frigates from being able to fire 32 air defense missiles to 128 missiles, said Defense Industry Minister Pat Conroy. According to the agreement, three of the ships will be constructed in Japan, while the remaining eight will be built in Australia. While final contract negotiations are expected to begin later this year, both countries anticipate signing the full deal in 2026. The frigates are expected to enter service by 2030. The frigate deal is part of a broader $55 billion Australian dollars, $35.5 billion United States dollars, investment in Australia's naval surface fleet, which aims to expand the number of major warships from 11 to 26 over the next decade. Japanese Defense Minister General Nakatani welcomed the agreement, calling it a major step forward in Japan's defense cooperation efforts. The agreement comes at a time of heightened geopolitical tensions in the Indo-Pacific, particularly amid China's growing naval assertiveness. Australia, responding to the shifting strategic environment, announced a sweeping military restructuring in 2023 with a renewed focus on long-range strike capabilities and regional deterrence. This deal reflects a shared commitment to peace, stability, and security in the Indo-Pacific, Marlis said.